everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdicts. And I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead, Season 6, Episode 11, entitled Knots Untie. It was written by Matthew Negrit, who has worked on Power Rangers and The Walking Dead. And he's been working with The Walking Dead for a few years now.
Yeah.
And then Channing Powell, who has worked on The Walking Dead and White Collar.
Right.
And it was directed by Michael Satrazinas. I'm so pronouncing it wrong, and I apologize. He has worked on The Walking Dead, Teen Wolf, and Vampire Diaries. So I believe we've talked about all those people before from previous episodes. All right, so here we are. We've watched the episode twice. You guys may have noticed, or maybe you didn't. We did not do an instant cast. The episode was good, I'll say that.
It was a good episode.
It was good, but after we finished it, we were just kind of like, okay. We didn't have that instant cast in us.
Right.
It was not the excitement, like, oh, let's go talk about the show. It was, I don't know, I just didn't have that feeling.
It was another quiet show.
Yeah.
Although things happened.
Things happened, and I enjoyed it.
But it was still one of those quiet shows.
Right. All right, so here we are. The way the podcast works is we're going to discuss our likes, our dislikes, any listener letters we have, and we will also do an award and a prediction. First on our likes, we have Sasha stepping away from Abraham. This episode, maybe it got a little serious, which I don't mind. The dramatic scenes, you know, with Abraham rethinking everything. But this part at the beginning when Sasha's kind of like, she steps away and she's like, she has to go and do another position.
Yeah, she got another shift.
Yeah, she got a different shift. I don't know. I appreciate that scene due to the fact that I guess she was being the mature one and she was being the adult about it.
Right.
Like, why sit there and go each day and flirt with each other if nothing can come of it?
Yeah, it'll be a little awkward.
It will be because he's getting to enjoy both sides. He has his girlfriend and he kind of has his like play girlfriend with Sasha. Like, Sasha's the play girlfriend, but who's getting hurt? She is, because she knows they can't be together. I don't know. It maybe got too serious for me, but I just appreciate it. When she was like, yep, I'm going somewhere else, I was like, go ahead, Sasha. You do what's best for you.
Right. You can tell it broke his heart a little bit.
Yeah, because he seemed shocked. He seemed a little surprised, like, wait, what do you mean you're, you know? And then he tried to play it cool, so.
He tried to play it cool.
But I like that. All right, so we have Carl pulling the gun on Jesus.
Carl still don't play.
No.
What are you doing in my house?
Yeah, like, where did you come from? Carl's pretty badass. Pretty badass for a kid. Not even just for a kid. He's just badass, period.
Like, you know, he didn't miss a beat. You know, his little issue.
Yeah.
The eye.
It's not stopping him at all.
It's not stopping him.
He's one of those people that something serious happens. Like, you know how you hear about stories of someone getting a car accident, they lose both legs, and then after that, they still, like, run a triathlon or some crap, or, you know, a marathon. Like, he's one of those people. Me, some shit like that happens, I'd be, like, sitting in my room depressed for the rest of my life, just in self-pity.
I'd probably still be in a bed.
man, I would use that as my excuse forever. Like,
that'd
forever.
That'd be my clutch for
real. That'd be my clutch forever. But nope, Carl moved past that, so I like that. All right, so we got Jesus telling them that they trade with other communities. I really like that scene because it gave, like, the look of hope in everyone's eyes was very powerful.
Me, personally, I had mixed feelings about that scene. First of all, I don't know how Jesus had all that time to do everything. Like, he done broke out. He done found the guns.
Right.
He done counted how many people was in the community.
Yeah, how he count 54 people when they're all scattered about? There's no way.
He did a little too much, you know, just to be out for like maybe a couple of minutes.
Right. And then how did nobody see him?
Well, it could have been longer. I'm pretty sure Rick's not a 5-minute man.
Well, no, of course, because it was the next morning.
Yeah, it could have been.
But still, like, what happened to Olivia, is it? Wasn't she the one used to be working in the infirmary when they first got there? I mean, I'm assuming she doesn't sleep there, but still, it seems like that's somewhere that should be guarded at all times.
Right.
Like, how they have guard posts. And then, where are the guard posts? I know people don't just take off at night.
How would he know that's the infirmary?
There's a lot of issues with what he said.
It is. It is.
Because how did he know that was the infirmary? And then, how did no one see him? Morgan, Carol. Where the hell is Carol? Carol has been gone for like two, because Daryl mentioned she's not here. He said, yeah, I really like those cookies. And so he ate cookies and everything. And I'm assuming that was Carol that made the cookies.
Yeah.
And Daryl's like, she's not here. So where is she?
I mean, she's probably out on a run.
Maybe.
Scavenging.
Well, we get Rick telling Carl that him and Michonne are an item. Well, he has no choice but to tell him because they got caught in the act, sort of.
Jesus put it out there.
Jesus put it out there for everyone to know. But I really like this scene because it was so sweet. Like, you hardly ever see Rick, you know, being opening up about stuff. And he was like, it's different this time. And I'm like, what time? Is he talking about Jesse? So I wonder if I wonder if Carl knew about Rick and Jesse.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Because was Rick and Jesse ever really together? I mean, or did they just kiss?
Together one time.
You think they like were actually intimate?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question.
Because it all happened so fast. It was like Pete died. It showed them kiss, but shit hit the fan right after they kissed, it seems like. It didn't seem like they ever were able to like actually connect with one another.
Right.
Like I said, it was a 3-week relationship, and like 2 of those weeks, she was still married, so I don't know. It was just weird. But either way, I like how he told Carl, and then I like Carl's reaction by saying like, yo, it's cool. And I think what made it also cool is that Jesus called them your mom and dad. When he's like, yeah, I'm waiting for your mom and dad to get on up. But what's another thing is, how did he know that was his quote-unquote mom and dad? Like, how did he know Rick was Carl's dad?
I thought Jesus was being a little messy.
Oh, you thought he knew Carl didn't know, and he was being messy by letting him know that Michonne was there?
That's what I thought when I first seen it, but I guess how would Jesus know? Well, it seems like Jesus knows everything. I know.
You know, that may be funny if that's the reason why he said it. I thought he was just saying, like, yo, I'm waiting for your mom and dad to get up. But once again, how did he know? Well, I guess he assumed
Jesus
it's mom
knows
and dad.
Everything.
Because they're in the same house.
He do.
Yeah.
Because when he said you had, like, 54 people, and somebody said, no, we have more. And he looked at him like,
yeah, right. And 54 is too exact. Like, why didn't he say 50 people? Like, how did he go around scoping every single person? That's scary. Like, there's several people that were slipping on their job if he was able to count everybody.
Man, Jesus been a scared person from the get-go. They tied him up. He ended up on top of the truck.
Yeah. Jesus is pretty badass. All right, so we get Abraham and Glenn's talk, which I think was the funniest conversation of the night when he said, were you trying to make pancakes when you poured the biscuit? Like, usually I make fun of Abraham's sayings, but I have to say this one was pretty funny.
It was. In fact, there's a lot of memes out there.
Shared a meme earlier. There was one that I shared. I forgot what it said, but it had to do with the biscuit. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Actually, someone liked it. A friend of mine liked it. And I'm like, she doesn't even watch The Walking Dead. Like, does she get that meme? Or does she really think I was talking about just making pancakes? Because I know for a fact she doesn't watch Walking Dead. So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe she just understood the joke somehow. All right. So Rick and Michonne, I'm really not trying to be all sappy here. But when they were driving over to the Hilltop place, and they start holding hands and just looking into each other's eyes. It was just so sweet. Like, throughout the episode, we see them kind of talk and they kind of interact with each other a little differently. Like, a little pat on the back, a little pat on the butt, looking into each other's eyes. We know we have to go fight, but we'll always be together. I just love it.
I don't know. It started to be a little too much for me already.
No, it's not. Are you serious?
It started to be a little too mushy.
No, it's just the right amount of mushy. Because Michonne, she's so, like, hardcore, and I never, ever would ever picture her, like, loving someone or holding somebody's hand, you know? Like, I don't know. It's just nice to see that softer side of Michonne. And then even Rick, like, he's not yelling at somebody or trying to kill somebody all the time because he's holding Michonne's hand, you know?
If you say so.
All right, so this next one is it's a like, but I also have some issues with some of the scene, which is in our dislikes. But I thought it was kind of funny when they were outside when they saw Jesus' people got in the accident, and they're about to go in that place, wherever it is. And Jesus is like, can I borrow one of your guns? It was like, no, I don't know. It was just, Jesus is bringing some humor to the show. It was like something very tiny, but when I watched it the second time, I laughed. So I was like, oh, that's a like. Did you notice him saying that or no?
Yeah, I noticed it.
Okay.
I noticed it. But you could tell he really cares about his people. Because when he saw the truck turned over, he went into action and asked for a gun. I'm surprised they didn't let him go in there, but I guess they just didn't trust him. Or just don't trust him yet.
Yeah, well, remember what Daryl said. It could have been like the firecrackers all over again, so I understand that.
Yeah, it could have been.
And then even with Rick saying, if you hear me whistle, shoot him. I was like, damn, Rick. How you ordering people around to shoot people? Like, that's just, it's like almost natural to them. Like, oh, you know, we're going to shoot someone today.
It is natural. We've seen that.
And then has Maggie, I know Glenn hasn't killed, but has Maggie killed before?
I'm pretty sure she has.
Okay. And I also thought it was a little weird that they left Maggie out there alone with him. Like, if
he, why?
Because they already see, okay, if you don't trust him to the point where you feel you have to put him in handcuffs, you're going to leave him with the pregnant woman. We already know he does kung fu.
But Maggie can take care of herself, though.
Oh, definitely. She proved that this episode.
Yeah.
All right. So the guy that Abraham almost killed when he was in the van and after they rescue everyone, he was saying how when he thought he was going to die, the last person he saw was his wife. And then later on in the episode when Abraham is about to almost die, it doesn't show any flashes, but you hear Sasha's voice and someone talks about that. I kind of like how they did that, like how they set it up.
Yeah, it was really cool how they played up on that. And we see now who Abraham really loves or liked the most.
Yeah. So you think he's picking Sasha?
I think so.
How is he going to break that to Rosita, though? He just told her that she was damn near perfect. And now he's going to break up with her?
I'm pretty sure that he loves her, have feelings for her, but he knows who he's more compatible with. I mean, it's a zombie apocalypse, goddammit. You got to do what you like.
Right.
You can't go out, you know, regretting things.
You might die the next day.
You might. And you see his little necklace popped off. And he just left it right there on the ground. Well, yeah. I don't think he's seen it, but I think they was trying to tell us something.
It was symbolic. That's done.
Right, it's over.
And then maybe even the fact that it was a broken glass that she found was symbolic that the relationship was broken.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm just thinking. I thought the whole necklace thing was a little out of character for Rosita. Like, I've never seen her do any arts and crafts or anything of any sort. And she always just seems so hard, like so serious and worried about the fight. Like, I don't know.
I thought the same thing. I mean, I didn't think it was out of character, but I thought giving the grown man a skinny necklace was a little too much.
Okay.
It was a little funny to me.
Yeah, it was weird. All right, so we get to meet the Hilltop people, and for the most part, I like them, and I have some dislikes I'll get to. But one of the things that they gave us some information on them, and one of them is that they ran out of ammo months ago. So that's why they had all those spears, like it was Lord of the Flies. I'm not sure what was going on there, but I don't know. Did you think the fact that they ran out of ammo and they're still somehow surviving, but we find out why they're surviving. Did you find that important, or what did you think about that?
I thought it was funny. You know, them trying to yell commands with spears.
Right.
I mean, Rick and them have guns.
Guns, yeah. You can't dodge a bullet. Not really.
How are you telling them to put their guns down and all you have is a spear?
Right.
I mean, at that point, you really can't yell out any demands.
You know what, though? I did respect them for not running. Like, they're not scared like the Alexandrians people. Like, I know Jesus said, oh, we don't have real fighters. They might not be true fighters, but they're not, like, running in fear from every single thing. So I do like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Another thing I think is very important, it probably will come back later in the season, is when they said the windows in the mansion allow them to see every direction for miles on end. And how they also told us that the trailers came from the FEMA camp. So that's important that they gave us that fact where the trailers came from. But I think the fact that the windows that they can see for miles on end is going to play a big role coming up.
How?
Well, we know Rick and them are about to go and start a new war with Negan's people. I'm guessing they're going to come back injured. And this is not a spoiler because this is all just like me guessing. And then from the windows, I don't even know why they went to Negan. They should have just let Negan come to them. They have the windows. They have good shots. Just shoot them from the windows. Go set up from each window. Wait for them to come. Shoot them. The next time they come again, shoot them. They should have just let them come to Negan's people come to them.
Well, I think Rick made the deal to get their person back. That's why they're going there.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're right about that.
Plus, take out Negan.
Well, like they said, like Gregory said, we don't want Craig in our gene pool. He's a man. But yeah, okay, I forgot about this Craig person. He better be super badass. I don't know if they're doing all this for one person. All right, so as we mentioned, it was big Maggie episode. And I thought she handled herself very well this week. We haven't seen much of Maggie lately. I mean, we just saw her like punking out a few episodes ago when the zombies were trying to get her on top of the thing.
Yeah, she was scared. Punking out.
I mean, she was like, I don't know. She just seemed useless up there. She seemed like she could have saved herself rather than waiting for Enid to come. Like, you guys have survived so much and you're just like sitting up there scared rather than trying to find solution to getting out of the situation.
I mean, that was a scary situation. It wasn't like it was one or two walkers. Like hundreds of them down there.
Yeah, that's true.
And she was by herself.
Well, how do you think she handled herself this week?
I think she handled herself well. I mean, she proven that she has a more important part with the community. I think they're trying to set her up to be the new Deanne.
That's a possibility. I can see her. Maggie's level-headed, so I can see her becoming a good leader. I know I've been advocating for Michonne to be a leader, but at the same time, I do see Maggie being a good leader as well. She seems pretty stable.
She is. And I think that she'd be a good person to bring people in and sit down and kind of get a good feeling for them like Deanne used to do. Except I don't understand why Deanne used to videotape them. That was kind of weird. Because, I thought she was a psychologist or something else when she was doing that. But it turns out she was only a
politician.
Politician, right?
The only thing I can think she wanted to videotape them, and it's just like, I don't know how police videotape confessions or whatever they do, is because you go back and you look at the footage. You see, when I mentioned this, did they do something with their eye? Did they seem alert? Did they swallow hard or whatever?
Yeah, but I wonder what training she had for that.
She may not have any training. She might just like think it's super cool and just wanted to do it. I don't know.
Maybe.
Or maybe it seems it'll have that persona of seeming like she knows what she's doing if she does it. Like, oh damn, she's videotaping me. She must know to look for something. Or if she said, hey, can I give you a lie detector test? Even though if it really didn't work, the people probably tell the truth because they think she's really giving them a lie detector test. I don't know.
Okay, I can see that.
Now, back at Maggie, I really liked it when she, at the end, well, first of all, when she cut Gregory up and was like, dude, I'm going to stop you right there. Don't call me, honey. Stop hitting on me. And then later on when she's like, you're going to give us half of everything. And she also mentioned, he's like, oh, what do you want my, something else? He asked if you wanted something else, being sarcastic. But she's like, nope, I want something else. And I have a feeling that she got his painting. The painting that he first showed her when they walked in. And he's like, it's like this painting was meant for me or whatever.
You think so?
I have a feeling. Like, since they didn't ever show what she got or she didn't complete that sentence there, I swear next week we're going to see Maggie walking out with that painting, or the painting's going to be in the back of the trailer.
Maybe.
She's going to put it in the baby's room. All right, this was big. Everyone loved it. We even have someone that wrote in that said they loved it. Rick saying what after he shot dude?
That was funny.
Or not shot him, but...
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Wait, after he stabbed him?
Stabbed him in the neck.
He looked around like, what? It's like Rick is so used to death now.
Yeah, Rick, like, I don't know. He's getting too used to death.
And it seems like he's weirded out by everybody around him that's not used to it.
Right. Like they're like the
something wrong
one.
With them.
Right.
He turned around like, what? What are you looking at? You know, like he dropped something or something. Like,
Well, I think it's gross, though. It's not even the fact that he was killing people or whatever, that like he killed that guy because the guy was attacking him. I like that whole scene from the moment they walked outside and had that conversation. I like that whole scene.
Yeah.
Rick be having people's blood all over him and he just don't be I don't know. He has zero reaction to it. Like, imagine if someone's blood is all over your face. You're still conversating. He doesn't, like, wipe his mouth off or anything. It's just blood all over his face and eyes and mouth.
Well, of course it'll be weird right now.
Okay, well, yeah. But you're saying in the zombie apocalypse, it would just be kind of the normal thing?
For them, it's the new norm. You could tell it's normal for him.
Right.
Like I said, he thought that what he did was okay.
Because eventually...
And you know what? In fact, when we were watching, you said, it was self-defense. But really, that's not normal.
What, killing someone?
Just killing somebody. That's not normal.
Yeah, but it was self-defense in that case. I mean, sort of, kind of. He could have probably...
That could have been prevented. Because yeah. The guy obviously didn't want to kill Rick. He said he didn't.
Yeah.
He said, just let me do what I'm going to do. Anybody stand near me. When somebody say, if anybody come near me, I'm going to kill them. That means you don't have any plans on killing them.
Right.
Just stay back and let me do what I came to do.
And Michonne, she had Rick's back as always. And I loved it, and so did all of the internet. When Michonne dropped that girl, the girl that came up and started punching Rick. I'm guessing that guy was her boyfriend or whatever. But Michonne shut it down, like, within 5 seconds.
Yeah, she had his back. His ride or die.
Right. Okay. The next thing on the list of likes, and I think this is our last one, is when Daryl, when they were negotiating, he's like, give us one of those cows also. I almost died laughing. It was just too funny. Like, where was there a cow? I didn't see a cow, but clearly there's a cow there.
Yeah, there's a cow. There's a couple of cows.
There's a couple of cows. And I thought of Last Man on Earth because they have a cow. And I don't know. Just sometimes some scenes of The Walking Dead and Last Man on Earth kind of remind me of each other, but kind of don't. But how the roads be empty and then how they had a cow. I don't know if they got that idea from Last Man on Earth, but... It was funny when Daryl was like, give us one of those cows.
Yeah, that was a funny scene.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're doing a really good job with bringing a little bit of humor into it. And it may not be, like, laugh out loud, but it's kind of just a little bit more relatable versus, like, having everyone talk like Abraham. They're all talking normal and then just have Abraham say those funky things.
Yeah.
Whereas last season or the first half of the season, everyone was saying... weird, funky stuff. And it was like, what
metaphors.
Are you? Yeah, all these metaphors. It's like, just let one or two people do it. You already got Abraham and Eugene doing it.
Yeah.
Let everyone just talk normal. So, I like that.
And you know, it's going to be funny to see Abraham and Eugene together again.
I know. I mean, I know they put away their differences after Abraham damn near killed Eugene. But we haven't really seen scenes of them together.
We haven't. They haven't been together.
I think sometimes some things can't be mended. And I know they're not going to fight anymore, or Abraham is not going to beat Eugene up anymore, but I have a feeling their relationship will never be the same. Like, they're never going to just chill and hang out.
Well, I think they have an opportunity now, since they're going to be together.
Yeah, we'll see if we ever see them together. All right, so our dislikes didn't have many, just a few. First one is, why did the people from the crash, Jesus's people, why did they go hide in that building? Like, why were they hiding?
Yeah, that was weird.
It was very weird.
Like, yeah, why did they go hide in a building with all the walkers in there?
Yeah, and it was like pitch black. And then they separated.
And then they separated. And then it's not like they closed doors. They hid behind desks and hid behind plants and shit. I'm like, what is this about?
Yeah, it just didn't make any sense. It was a little weird. I didn't get why that happened.
Like, they ran over some walkers and they just got out and ran inside. I don't see why they just didn't stay out there. The walkers are dead. They ran them over.
And then I don't get how they ran the walkers over. I mean, it was like three walkers that they ran over. Still the road stuck in is tires. Big. Why didn't you didn't see the walkers? You couldn't have avoided them to have not caused an accident in the first place?
Yeah, I think The Walking Dead could have did a better job of introducing them.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. I mean, it would have been better if they had them stuck on the side of the road.
It would have been better if they did set up Rick and them. I would have respected them more.
Yeah. I mean, something. Because that whole scene and then Rick and them saving them and saying, where would Jesus come on out? It was just too weird of a scene. That whole thing was weird. And then another thing on the dislike is the guy that Abraham almost died. Like, why did they make him look like a walker? Like, he literally looked like a walker. I kept rewinding.
Oh, the one Abraham almost killed.
Yeah, sorry. The one Abraham almost killed. he did look like, why would you look like a walker when you know that there's walkers?
Yeah, why did he walk out like that?
Yeah, man, you know it's the walkers right now. Like, you know it's the zombie apocalypse. You make as much noise as possible, let people know that you're human still.
Yeah, you better use your words.
Right.
It's me. I'm right here.
I'm right here.
I'm hurt.
He had his hands. His face was even walker-like. I was like, dude deserved to get killed because you don't do stupid stuff like that. You know? You can't fake being a walker. So I didn't really care for that. And the next one on our list is Gregory. And I'm not going to say it's a show dislike. It's just we're not supposed to like him. Right?
I don't know. I don't understand him.
He's a jerk. He's like a big time jerk.
Maybe. I mean, I didn't get those vibes from him.
You didn't get jerk vibes?
I didn't.
Jerk vibes are all over that dude.
I just didn't get them.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
I just got like a mental disorder. I was wondering how was he running the camp.
Right. I was like, why didn't Jesus like then beat him up and just said, dude, I'm in charge now. Like, I don't, like, I'm the captain of the ship now. Like, Jesus should have been took over.
Yeah, because it's like this guy didn't have no leadership skills, but they followed him.
Yeah. All because, he got there first?
Like, when he got there and he said, yeah, go wash up upstairs. Like, how you telling me to go, take a shower in your home?
Right. I did not like that. When he was, like, super close to Rick, I was like, I'm so proud of Rick for not punching him. Because he was, like, an inch away from Rick's face. He's like, it's hard to keep this place clean. I'm like, dude, why are you all in this man's face?
Yeah, why are you whispering that to me?
Right. And then him calling Maggie Natalie. Come on, you knew her name. And if you didn't, you should be like, you know, I'm sorry, what's your name? Like, he was just being an asshole to be an asshole. He really was.
You know, he has that God complex. Think he's better than everybody else. Because like he said, I have everything. You don't have anything.
Mm-hmm. He's like the weak governor.
Yeah, how can you say you have everything and your guy's running around with pitchforks?
Right. And y'all giving half your supplies away.
Yeah.
You know?
Every month.
Mm-mm.
I don't even understand how they know when a month passed.
Well, I don't understand how they know what half of their supplies are. Like, when they came back and said it was a little light this time, just say that's all you developed this month. I mean, it's a zombie apocalypse. It's not like you have, like, you know, there's no set standard. Like, a pound is not necessarily a pound in the zombie apocalypse. It's, okay, this is what we were able to make this month. Here you go. So I didn't really even get how Negan's people are like, oh, it's a little light. Well, it was a light all around.
I just say Negan rules by fear. If he feel like that people's getting too far away from him, he reel him back in with the fear, with the thought of death.
A slippery slope.
Yeah, right. Like, he's sending Gregory's man to kill Gregory.
Yeah. Okay. That's next on the dislikes, because when we were watching it again, Gregory's or whoever that guy, whatever his name was, that was going to kill Gregory, he's sitting there talking. I swear there was like nothing near his hand, near his where did the knife come from? Like, how did no one see him pull the knife out and try to? I mean, I don't know. It was just weird, that scene of him saying, "Yeah, he asked me to deliver a message." Like, it was just too cliche.
It was. And Gregory should have known. He should know all the keywords.
Right. If someone says, someone asked me to deliver you a message.
Like, Gregory should have punched him or something.
Yeah, like, guard is up. That's like a death right there.
You're not delivering me. Shit. Right.
Death threat right there. Someone told me to deliver you a message. Like, what the hell? My guard is coming up. So I just thought that scene was a little weird.
It was. You could tell Gregory's people and Gregory, they're not fit for war.
Mm-mm.
What did he want you to deliver me?
Right. Rick would have been like, back the fuck up. Show me it. And Rick would have had his gun out. Like, no, it would have never went down that way. All right, small dislike, but when Abraham was getting the life choked out of him, what took so long for someone to come to his aid? Like, the whole time when I was watching the fighting scene again, I was like, hold on. And then Daryl comes, and I'm like, damn, he was already, like, pink. Abraham was turning super red. I'm like, what took so long?
Abraham turned the color of his mustache. You couldn't tell where his mustache began. It was all one color.
Yeah, the whole time I was like, man, I would have whipped somebody's ass after that, because how you let me almost die? Like, where were all? There was like 20 of them there. There were so many people from Rick's crew. It took way too long. However, I will say that Daryl, actually, that actually kind of became a dislike. It's a like, but it's a dislike. Daryl breaking that guy's arm was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But isn't that the same guy that they said, hey, take us to where you drop Negan's stuff off? And the guy looked perfectly fine. But I'm like, Daryl just like damn near broke your arm. Like, it literally looked like Daryl broke his arm.
No, Daryl did break a guy's arm.
Yeah.
Was that the same guy?
I'm like so sure it was the same guy.
Did the guy have a cast on?
No. He walked out like normal. He was going, oh shit, you know what? He did. But you know, that cast don't even make sense. He did have something like on his hand when they were driving away. But like, if someone just broke your arm, you wouldn't be okay 20 minutes later just because they put something on your hand. I don't know. I'm not going to sweat it, but I have a feeling that they messed up on that.
You think they got a little too real with their action? Like, okay, do this. Okay, break his arm.
Break his arm. And then 20 minutes later, it's like...
They forgot about it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. But I may be wrong, so... But I have a feeling...
Well, they did put a wristband on him.
Yeah, but it was like on his hand. Like, wouldn't it be on his arm? I don't know. And he seemed perfectly fine. Like, you break your arm, no, I'm out for a good 2-3 weeks. Even if the cast is on, I'm like,
man, I'm out for the rest of the season.
Right. I'm like, nope, can't do anything.
Bring my food to the room.
Right. I want food delivered to me. I've been like Gregory. I've been the same way, up in bed. Like it was the worst thing ever. All right. Last on our dislikes, and you may not really consider this a dislike. I think, and I love them, but I think Rick and crew, they're getting a little too confident. They really think just like for sure they can go and just kill Negan's people and everything be A-okay. And it's like, Rick was like, yeah, we've done this before. I'm like, just 2 seasons ago, the governor killed like half of you guys. I don't know. I think they're being a little too confident.
Well, they do have a rocket launcher now.
Oh, yeah. So that's not like a one-time use thing, that thing that they had?
No, they used it twice already.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Pretty sure they got some more rockets to launch.
Okay. All right, we'll see. I just had a feeling they were getting a little too confident.
Well, you have to think about it. Right now, they have more weapons than they ever had. When they fought the governor, they wasn't disequipped for that. Now they have like a whole arsenal of guns, rocket launchers, and they added a couple of badasses because they didn't have Abraham at the time.
Okay. I'll give them that. We'll see. I just don't want them to get so confident that, you know, just thinking back to when...
They're taking Jesus with them.
Yeah.
They got Jesus on their side. Come on. They can't lose.
They can't lose, then. All right, we'll see.
They just give Jesus 5 minutes. He can walk around the whole camp, let them know how many people...
Right.
Where the guns are.
Everything is.
Everything.
He'll know where Negan's room is and everything. Where Negan sleeps at night. That's funny. All right, so that covers everything. Now we are going to do any listener letters. And if you guys would like to be a part of the podcast and give us your feedback, you can email us at dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com. Or you can also hit us up on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin. So we have an email from Tiffany, and she wrote this actually after the last episode, but before this one. And she goes, apologies, I've had a touch of Ebola and the Zika virus in my throat, probably because I was screaming for 2 weeks. So, hopefully you're feeling better.
Hopefully.
That Ebola.
Sounds serious.
Sounds pretty serious, yeah. She wrote, love this episode, and this was last week, the Rashawn one. It was slow, but there was real peaks into character mindset. You know what was hot? Rick and Daryl running, seeing the soda machine, taking a break, and then running again. Like, we are going to track Jesus down like sharks smelling blood. Other favorite moments? Yep. Daryl and Dr. Denise talking and Daryl doing that little hand thing. So freaking funny. Jesus shooting the zombie behind Daryl and Daryl saying, that's my gun. LOL. I actually thought that was kind of corny. I don't know if we had it on our dislikes last week, but when Daryl was like, that's my gun. I don't know. It was just too, like, duh, he knows it's your gun. He just took it from you. I don't know. It was just weird. Carl being like, we're in the woods. That's what kids do. Then Eden was like, let's leave. He just got up and was like, fine, bitch. Carl was an asshole last week. Yeah, but it was funny, I guess, if you put it that way. On to Michonne. Did you think Rick was going to smack Michonne's butt in the opening scene? It was awesome, and I'm so happy for them. And her talk with Carl was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of thought that he was going to, like, rub up against her waist a little when she was in her little house coat last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been, like, perfect. I don't know. But Carl was right there, so it would have kind of been weird. Okay, and she said, okay, see you next week, which is this week. Keep up the awesome work. Thank you.
Thanks, Tiffany.
We have one Twitter notification from Carla, and she wrote, you can't take Rip's group anywhere. Always waving a gun.
Always.
Yes, you're right there.
They don't trust anybody anymore.
All right, we have an email from Kara this week. She wrote, hi, Nicole and Gary. Missed you guys over the break, but caught up on some of your GOT podcasts. Love them, too.
Oh, cool.
Yep, our Game of Thrones, which was our very first one.
Yeah.
Very first podcast ever, so give it a few episodes before we get, you know, find our little, our voice, really. But I love that podcast, and it comes back on in, like, 6 to 8 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
April. All right, just a few comments about Knots Untie. I always watch the episodes with the closed captions on because I just absorb more that way. And when Abraham was getting choked out, he heard Sasha say from an older conversation, maybe that's why, because the way things go. So I really think Abraham has chosen Sasha and will probably break Rosita's heart. But she's pretty hot, so I imagine she won't stay single too long. And Spencer or Daryl can maybe move in on her.
Maybe. But yeah, that's cool. So that's what he was hearing.
Yes, yeah. I knew it was Sasha's voice, but I couldn't tell because we didn't have closed caption. And then she wrote, I refuse to believe the internet rumors that Daryl is gay. I just do not see it. Nothing against it. I just don't believe Daryl is.
Well, Daryl was with Carol.
I know. I promise you, so many people say, oh, Daryl might be gay or Daryl's like asexual. And I'm like, do people not remember season 3 when they were like literally screwing?
All the time.
All the time. So I'm like, I don't know. People forget season 3. They were together.
Yeah.
The only reason they stopped being together is because so much shit just happened and then they just never found that.
They never got back together.
Got back together, yeah.
Never found that thing again.
Right.
But yeah, they were screwing all the time. Everywhere.
Right.
In a tower.
Yeah, they were just like Maggie and Glenn.
Yeah, they were.
All right, I think Abraham's analogies are getting funnier and funnier. I really hope he survives Negan. I'm starting to like him a whole lot more this season.
Yeah.
The Hilltop was interesting. Gregory was a complete ass, but I was proud of how Maggie handled him. I was a little concerned that so many of the great fighters left for the RV ride to the Hilltop and left Alexandria with only a few people to protect it. And I'm really curious how Morgan is going to react when Rick asks them to go fight and kill Negan and the Saviors. I imagine Morgan will not be on board with that. Maybe he leaves Alexandria and that is what that picture of him on the horse in the promo poster is all about. I hope not, though.
Yeah, I can't see him being cool with that. Not wanting to kill anybody and all.
So, I mean, maybe he just needs to stay behind then. Everyone has a part. Everyone has a job. So
you're saying he needs to stay behind and try to protect
Alexandria? Protect Alexandria, yeah. But I
don't think so. I think he's going to leave.
Like, just leave Alexandria altogether?
I think he's gone. Because this is a big deal right here. You know, this guy don't want to kill anybody. And now you're telling us we got to go kill these people because sooner or later they're going to find us.
Right. Okay. I don't know.
I mean, what's the sense in that?
Yeah, but why do all this and bring Morgan back just to get rid of him again? You know, we waited so long for him to come back and then now he's back and then they're going to leave. They're going to get rid of him.
In a couple of seasons, they're going to have like him pop up somewhere. Everybody can say, oh, Morgan's back.
No,
oh,
it's kind of done. At this point, they need to rebuild his character. Because after him beating up Carol like that, you know, he kind of lost a lot of brownie points there.
For real?
Yeah.
Man, I thought that was one of the best scenes.
No. But I didn't even see a picture or poster of Morgan on a horse or whatever.
I didn't see it either.
Okay.
But you know what? That fight between Morgan and Carol must do some damage. Because we haven't seen Carol since. We've seen her one time shoot the wolf,
mm-hmm.
And then she's been on bed rest ever since.
Right. Well, her and Morgan should both be. They were knocked out, but... And then she continued, I'm loving the episode since the break. They've been great, and the Not Fearing Shit award should go to Rick this week. the way he went to the hilltop not knowing what he was bringing the group into, and the way he stabbed that guy in the neck and took down those guys that attacked Gregory, he definitely wasn't fearing shit. It was smart of him to let Maggie talk to Gregory. I think Rick would have punched him in the face over one of his pompous comments and not been as diplomatic as Maggie.
Right.
And then she also wrote, P.S. Nicole, you should try rewatching season 2. Because I'm pretty sure I mentioned how season 2 I didn't care for. I liked it a lot better when I watched it last summer for the second time. I think you can appreciate more seeing how the characters have developed. My least favorite season of The Walking Dead is when they had the flu at the prison, which she thinks is season 4, part A, which it was. I didn't mind that, when they had the flu, and I don't know. I think my favorite season originally was like season 3 when the governor first was introduced.
Yeah, I don't think I had a least favorite season. I liked all of them.
Okay. My least favorite is probably still 2 or 4, when they were all separated and just showing like 2 people at a time, like Rick and so-and-so and Daryl and Beth.
I appreciated that. Really? You know what? I have a least favorite episode.
Which one?
And that's with Beth in it.
Of course. When Beth she
got kidnapped.
I don't know.
Remember that episode when they
when she finally woke up from the...
No. Before she got kidnapped. When they were in there, where it was just her and Daryl.
Oh, okay.
Remember that whole episode was just those two?
Yeah. I thought that was my least favorite, but really, I found out that my least favorite was the episode when she woke up at the hospital. That was even worse. Sorry. I know there's some Beth lovers, but yeah, Beth was just like, it was sad when she died, but
I like Beth. But yeah, but thank you, Kara.
Yes, thank you, Kara, for writing us. All right, so we have an email from Yolanda. She wrote, "Hey, Nicole and Gary, another good episode of Walking Dead. My favorite scene was Rick cutting Hilltop guy's throat and looking at the crowd, then says, 'What? Just another day for Rick Grimes.'"
Another day.
"It was good to see Maggie knows how to negotiate. Call me Natalie if you want to, but we're leaving here with half your shit."
Yeah.
I did like that. Maggie, I like her because we haven't seen much of her, but I liked that she was back. "I wish the group wasn't so eager to take on Negan. Daryl, Sasha, Abraham should know the math doesn't add up. Yes, 20 people came to Hilltop, but there are about 10 bikers Daryl took out. They should know there's a lot more out there. If it was going to be easy killing Negan, then Jesus would have killed him."
Yeah, I think you're right. I think she's right.
I think she's right. I think she has a point. Yeah, at the same time, Daryl made a good point. That, you know, Negan, who knows he's bluffing. He may have a lot of people. He may not have many. We don't know the damage yet that Daryl put on his team when he killed those people. It may not affect them at all, or maybe they're really hurting right now.
Yeah, maybe. They could be hurting right now.
Hopefully they question that guy. Well, I'm guessing they said 20 people, but I wonder how the guy that goes and delivers the food, like how big is their compound, you know.
Right, they should have asked that.
They need to find out a little bit more before they go in there.
They're playing a guessing game, but I wonder why they're still guessing. They said 20 people came, but if they have to go deliver the food, they're not sure how many people. I don't know.
Yeah, and then how many people, like the food they're delivering every month, is it enough food for 20 people? Is it enough food for 30 people? But I don't know. Those are questions too that they might should wonder.
Yeah, like are they meeting Negan's people somewhere and handing it off?
Yeah.
Or are they going to the Well, we know they're going to the compound.
Yeah, because he's about to show them.
He's about to show them. So this guy can't tell him how many people?
How big the compound is? Do they have guards? I don't know. Just, okay. She said, "Most likely to die, Abraham. I know it's going to be him after he lost the Wu-Tang Clan break light necklace."
That's what it looked like. That's funny.
Did it? Okay, the Wu-Tang Clan has what do they have?
The W symbol. The symbol. Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, I know Wu-Tang Clan. They're a rap group. But I guess I just don't know their symbol. I'm trying to think about it. Alright. P.S. When did Father Gabriel become the new Beth, i.e. babysitter? I might have to give I Ain't Fearing Shit award to Judith. Gabe is alright, but I wouldn't trust him or Eugene to hold my Bible, so they damn for sure ain't holding my baby or watching my baby. That's funny. You're always funny, Yolanda.
It was funny.
In short, next week, I want to see Carol and Morgan made up. Till then, Yolanda.
Thank you, Yolanda.
That's funny that Judith should get the I Ain't Fearing Shit award. Yeah. Judith is growing bigger, though. When Rick brought her out to Carl, I'm like, okay, she does look... She looks big enough to walk. We just haven't seen her walk yet, I don't think.
She probably don't know how.
Yeah, but they keep carrying her. Yeah. No, because the baby that he had, I would say she looked as... She could have been as old as two, the baby that he was carrying, but... Whether Judith is supposed to be that old, I'm not sure. All right. Thank you so much for writing us in, Yolanda. And once again, our email is dead@theverdictsin.com. And also be sure to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, because we will announce stuff there. Like, for instance, I posted that we weren't doing an instant cast. So just little stuff like that you'll see from time to time. And now for our award and prediction. Gary, why don't you start us off tonight?
Well, I'm going to have to agree with Kara on the I Ain't Fearing Shit award. And I'm going to have to hand it over to Rick. Rick was badass this episode. You know, kills with no remorse. Life don't mean shit to him.
Not all life is precious.
All life is precious to him. He deserves it. Like I said, he led his people there. He wasn't giving up his gun.
Yeah, I'm going to actually agree with you. I think we haven't agreed on a while on the I Ain't Fearing Shit award, but... I'm going to have to give it to Rick as well. He was pretty badass. I mean, when he killed that guy, it was pretty gruesome. And he wasn't fearing shit. And he was in their house, pretty much, in their territory. But he was still, like, kind of, like, making the rules. But at the same time, he seemed to respect them enough. Because when he asked Jesus, he's like, what do you want? What can I do? And Jesus is like, you can put the gun down. So,
yeah,
I do appreciate that of him. All right, and then most likely to die, I will start it off, and I'm going to stick with the person I've been saying forever, and I believe it now more than ever, is Abraham.
You think so?
Yes, because it showed us Abraham has now made his choice, but we're never going to see that choice get made. I just know. They are hinting at it so hardcore that he's going to die. It doesn't make sense. So you're saying
the Walking Dead don't like happiness?
No, they don't like happiness. I'm telling you, it's been hinted at too much. Like, him doing all this thinking and who should I be with, and realizing who should he, you know, all that stuff, who should be with. The only way he will not die, the only way he just won't be with Sasha when he comes home, is if he comes home and Rosita says, I'm pregnant. Now, if it's something crazy like that, then of course he's going to be with Rosita.
So if that happened, are you going to withdraw?
From the whole most Abraham? Most
likely to die? Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, I'll probably have to pick a new target. Gregory.
Or if he comes there and she says, I'm pregnant, then that means he's going to die even quicker.
Maybe. You know, if she says she's pregnant, I think Abraham, that he just end up with Rosita.
You know, he's safe from dying.
Yeah, I think he's safe from dying. Because this is the thing. There's two ways that they hinted at that he'll die. He'll either die because he realizes who he truly loves. And they hinted at that a lot, especially when he asked Daryl, like, have you ever thought about settling down? And Daryl's like, when has things ever settled? Or they also hinted that Rosita could damn near get pregnant as well. Because, well, I don't know how she'd get pregnant. Because didn't he tell Glenn that he doubles up on it? Didn't he say that?
He said you should double up on it.
Okay, I could not understand his metaphor. So, but either way, it also kind of hinted that maybe Rosita could get pregnant. Because I think it was Jesus that, like, you know, babies are being born, like, plural. And it'd just be kind of cool if Maggie was pregnant and Rosita was pregnant. Those are my two theories. I know they're two very different theories, but either he's going to die... Because he'll never get to break up with Rosita or tell Sasha he loves her, or Rosita will be pregnant and he'll end up with her.
All right, so if he go back and Rosita says she's pregnant, then who do you think is gonna take his place in dying?
Gregory.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna have to give the most likely to die to, what's the guy named Chris, the one they're taking with them, show him the compound.
Oh yeah. I don't know his name.
Yeah. See, we barely know him, so you know he's gonna die quick.
Yeah. That would suck if he died, because it's like he was safe and he's doing them a favor.
Yeah, when he go back, I can see Negan just give it to him.
Okay.
He's going to ask him, hey, is Gregory dead yet?
Where's Gregory's head?
Right. He's going to say, I don't got it in, pal. Negan people don't play. Well, I guess they don't. We never really seen him do any harm. oh, well, they said that he killed a 16-year-old.
Yeah, right in front of them just to prove that he's not playing.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to see. Can't wait for next week. We should have an instant cast, you guys, more than likely. We should have an instant cast. I think this is the only second time we didn't do an instant cast. The only other time we didn't do one was for Morgan episode.
Yeah.
Which is almost tied with that Beth Bourne episode.
Oh, man, no. I love Morgan episode.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it. My name is Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.